Now, this afternoon, we're welcoming back Margaret Mills, who's got a tale of scandal. Is that right?
Oh, indeed. This is the story of Francis Howard, who was married to the third Earl of Essex, a man called Robert Devereux.
Mm-hmm.
Francis was born in 1590, and as was very common in aristocratic families in those days, she was married at the age of 13.
Oh, crikey.
Indeed, to Robert Devereux, who was himself only 14.
What?
True.
Incredible.
Incredible. Now, after the marriage, Robert was sent on the grand tour of Europe. And while he was away, did Frances remain loyal to her husband? Well, no, actually, she didn't. She took a fancy to a man called Robert Carr, who would later become the Earl of Somerset. And the scandal caused a great deal of uproar in England, and words like manipulative, cold, ruthless, villainous, evil were bandied about this young woman who had decided that she really didn't want to be married to the young man she'd been married off to. She'd much rather be married to Robert Carr.
And how old were they then, do you know?
They were just in their teens.
Still?
Now, it's debatable how much Robert Carr knew about what happened subsequently, but certainly he did end up marrying Frances after her marriage to Robert Devereux had been annulled. Now, this caused an enormous amount of scandal, absolutely unheard of in aristocratic families at the time, but she was very much supported by King James. She was a great favourite of James I. And when the case actually went to court, as it had to, the annulment was granted. And so Frances could marry Robert. Now, it's tempting to say, well, hopefully all parties then lived happily ever after, but they didn't. Because Frances, apart from being very bitter towards her first husband and alleging certain very nasty things about this young man, who she'd hardly live with because he'd gone off on the grand tour.
And he was still quite young as well.
Absolutely. But a man called Thomas Overbury had been heard making rather vitriolic remarks about Frances and implying that this young woman was no better than she should be. And Robert died shortly afterwards in the Tower. And it's said that he was poisoned. And who sent the poison food into him? None other than Frances Howard. Now, she was indicted for his murder and she actually pleaded guilty. But King James stepped in again and she was pardoned.
Why?
Well, with the influence of the king, you can do anything.
Well, true. But you wonder why he stepped in
well,
and pardoned
we
her.
Do wonder. I think there are things about this story that probably we still don't know all of them. But nevertheless, she was granted a royal pardon. Mm. It's debatable how much Robert Carr knew, but it seems likely that she did poison Overbury in view of the fact that he was spreading stories about her. And it's said that one of the ways she got her way in life was to practice the dark arts. In other words, witchcraft.
Good heavens above.
It's said that she had consulted witches and what were known as cunning men.
Right.
Who were practicers of the dark arts. And that is how she managed to bewitch people. So did she bewitch King James? We don't know.
Amazing stuff. Right. Well, thank you very much indeed. And where are you off to next week?
Next week, I'm off to All Saints Church at Brightlingsea to look at some wall tiles.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.